Some time ago, this lady came up to me and she said, "Can you pray for healing?" She had some sort of a, I don't remember what it was, but some sort of a health problem that she wanted me to pray for her for. And I knew, or at least I was pretty sure that she was an unbeliever. And so I started talking to her and I said, "Sure, I can pray for healing. But before I do that, let's talk a little bit about not your physical sickness, but your spiritual sickness." And I started sharing, just talking with her about the gospel a little bit. And what was interesting was that as I began to talk to her about the gospel, she pretty much agreed with everything I said until I got to one point where she just looked at me and she had just kind of shock in her eyes. I said, "No, that can't be." Well, friends, welcome to the Now is the Time podcast. I am your host, Caleb Succo. This is season 2, episode 6. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about some gospel issues. We're going to be talking about why it is that we often quit too soon. We don't go far enough in the gospel. By the way, my apologies. This is episode 7. Season 2, episode 7. So we're going to be talking about some gospel issues. Why we quit too early when we're giving the gospel sometimes, and how that affects our ability to clearly communicate the gospel message. And the story that I shared with you there, I think I'm going to finish it here in a minute. But for me anyway, it really illustrated this need, the importance of not giving up quickly in the gospel, but digging deeper, getting to the real issues, and helping someone to understand the gospel, to really understand the gospel. And here's where I'm coming from on this. I think that we just assume way too often that somebody understands these gospel issues. We assume that they understand these gospel issues, but the reality is that the human heart has been so affected by sin that to understand, to truly understand what grace is, that it's absolutely free, it doesn't have to be worked for, to truly understand what it means to be a sinful person, not just a person who's done a few bad things, but a person who is infected by sin. You know, it's not in our sinful nature to really understand these things very easily. And I think sometimes that we forget that. So let me go back to sharing about this woman that I had talked to. She'd come up to me after a service that an outreach that I did a while back, and she said I heard that there are, you know, some people that have these special, I don't know, like healing powers or something, and was wondering if you could pray for me because I have this physical problem. And well, certainly I definitely don't claim to have any special healing powers, but I know a person who does have some healing powers, and his name is Jesus. And so I said, yeah, I can pray for you, but before I do, let me share with you some things that you might need to know. And like I said, so I started talking with her about the gospel. And as I did start talking with her about the gospel, I said, you know, there's a bigger need that you have, and it's a need for forgiveness. It's a need for faith in Jesus Christ. And as I said those kind of basic things about the gospel, she said, oh, yes, I know. In fact, she didn't even say, "I know." She said, "Oh, everybody knows that." And I said, "No, you're mistaken. Not everyone knows that." And of course, she was coming from a Orthodox background and just kind of assuming that in the Orthodox church, you know, like, oh, everyone knows that, you know, Jesus is the Savior some basic truths like that. I said, well, you know, not everyone knows that. And so I just decided, you know, instead of just assuming that she understands the gospel and assuming that she understands these truths, instead of speaking in very general terms and just saying things that you, like, for instance, you need to be saved, you need to believe in Jesus, stuff. I just said, let's get more specific here, because I just felt like there was just some place, some area of misunderstanding in the gospel. And so I began to dig a little bit deeper. And I said, you know, here's the thing. I said, salvation isn't something that we can get by doing some sort of rituals or by just being really good or something like that. Salvation is an absolutely free gift that comes only through faith in Jesus Christ. And the interesting thing was that as I began to explain to her this idea of grace, of undeserved merit and favor, she took offense to it. And all of a sudden I realized, okay, here it is. This is where the misunderstanding lies. And she looked at me and said, what do you mean? You mean those people, those evil people, and I don't remember who she was talking about, you know, people that have committed murders and things like that. You mean they could just turn to faith in Jesus and they would be forgiven just like me? And she kind of said it in this indignant kind of voice, like, how could that be? This is just not right. I said, yes, of course they could. And no, she said, I'm a good person. I have lived my life and been honest, and I'm kind to people, and I've done my best to serve my family and this and that and the other thing, and I go to church every once in a while. And it's so strange to me, and yet so often I meet people with this understanding that, yes, I need salvation, I need forgiveness, but I get it because I'm a good person. And so I said, no, you're mistaken. You're not a good person. And I have to break it to you. You're not a good person. You are a sinner just like those other people. And just as the thief on the cross could turn to Jesus in faith in the last moments of his life, so could anyone. Because if we for a second think that God's, you know, the grace that Jesus offers us does not have enough power to save the worst of sinners, then we underestimate his grace and we far overestimate our goodness. And, you know, unfortunately, that was not what this lady wanted to hear. She wanted to hear, well, I think basically she wanted to hear that I could heal her physically. And at that point, she just kind of lost interest. And unfortunately, she started leaving. I said, well, don't you want me to at least pray for healing? And she kind of hemmed and hawed. And I didn't eventually pray for healing. But I share that story with you for one particular reason. And the reason is this. Friends, when we share the gospel of Jesus Christ, we need to make sure that we don't just gloss over the gospel with a few general statements. Because as I said earlier, man's understanding is darkened by his sin. His heart is not inclined to accept a gospel of pure grace. Our hearts, our sinful hearts, in our sinful nature, we are inclined to accept a gospel of, you've done a few bad things, but you're really not that bad. And if you want to be saved, you should do some religious things. You should be a good person. You should ask for forgiveness, and probably God will save you because of all those good things you've done. And that's really just one, you know, aspect to it all. But when we gloss over the gospel as we're sharing with an unbeliever, there are a number of different pitfalls that we can find ourselves in. And that, I guess, in this culture here in Ukraine, with the Orthodox Church, the Catholic Church, that's one of the major pitfalls, I think, that we can get into, that this idea that a person thinks that, well, you know, I'm actually a pretty good person, so God should save me. But there are many, many others that we could fall into when we simply gloss over the gospel. And so just briefly, I want to share with you four of these reasons why I think sometimes we stop too early when we share the gospel, and we're just like, we stop and we think that the person understands when maybe they do, but often they don't. Okay, and the first is this: sometimes we feel like we don't need to share the gospel anymore when someone says that they are a Christian. Folks, there are unfortunately many, many people in the world that were born in Christian families, that were born in, you know, quote-unquote Christian cultures, that would call themselves Christian because that's how they were raised. But it does not mean that they have a proper understanding of the gospel, nor does it mean that they have personally put their faith in Jesus Christ. So don't let that keep you from sharing the gospel with a person just because they call themselves Christian. Another reason why I think that sometimes we cut ourselves short in sharing the gospel is because as we share the gospel, people agree with us. In fact, I had another situation recently where I was sharing the gospel with a lady, and you know, I can make statement after statement after statement of Jesus is God. He came to earth, he lived a perfect life, he died on the cross, and he rose again to save us from our sins. Do you believe that? And they would say, yes, yes. This particular person, yes, would agree to everything I said, yes. But then when I would turn it around and say, okay, well tell me, how do you think it is that a person can get saved? And they would say, oh, well, you know, they need to love everyone, and they need to go to church, and they need to, and it was just a complete false understanding of the gospel. And so when people agree with you as you share the gospel message, again, don't just assume that that means that they understand what you say. Maybe they're just being polite in agreeing with you. Maybe they're just trying to get you off their back. I don't know. But don't think that just because someone agrees with you, then all of a sudden that means that they have a complete understanding or even that they believe in that gospel. Another common reason I think, or situation I see where we stop sharing the gospel is when someone prays the sinner's prayer. Folks, I'm not against the sinner's prayer. In general, as long as that prayer is theologically correct, and as long as that prayer is a true reflection of the state of the person's heart, that is a wonderful and glorious thing that honors God and is a testimony to those who hear it that this person has truly put their faith in Christ and repented of their sins. However, if you have grown up around the church at all, you know sometimes how that prayer can be used. Would you like to get saved? Okay, repeat this prayer after me. And people repeat. They just simply repeat the prayer without a correct heart understanding of what they're really saying. And again, I think that is a dangerous area. And you know, even if somebody has a clear understanding of the gospel, prays the sinner's prayer, and gets saved, you know, folks, the gospel isn't just this little phrase. It isn't just this little, truth that is bound up in a few words that we acknowledge it and then we move on. The gospel is what we are called to in this life. The gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, yes, they may have gotten saved. They may have had a simple but true understanding of the core gospel message. But I am convinced that the gospel needs to continually be preached to unbelievers and to believers. We can't afford to ever put the gospel aside and say, okay, well, we got that person saved. Now let's just work on life improvement. No, we can't. Because really, life change and discipleship are gospel issues as well. So if someone prayed the sinner's prayer, that's wonderful. We need to hope and pray that that was a heartfelt prayer. But let's not assume that that means that we can stop sharing the gospel. Let's not assume even that that necessarily means that that person is saved. And then a final one, and this one is kind of similar to the sinner's prayer, and that is when people repeat back to us the same words or the same language. I mean, if you've even interacted with, let's say, Mormons, sometimes even Jehovah's Witnesses on this, they use a lot of the same terminology, a lot of the same phrases. They talk about Jesus Christ. They talk about grace. They talk about God. They talk about, redemption. I think Mormons use that term. They have a lot of the same terminology. And I think that we need to be really careful about that. In fact, I think I shared this a number of months ago in a blog post. Again, I was talking to a person and earlier this year, I was talking to a person and they said, Jesus is God. And their answer was, well, at first I thought it was wonderful. They said, yes, I know Jesus is God. And I thought, okay, great. You know, we've got one thing straight about the gospel. Jesus is God. We're agreed on that. And then the person continued and said, I know Jesus is God, just like I'm God and you're God. And then all of a sudden we realized, wait a minute, we're using the same word, but we're talking about different things or different gods, you know. And so if the person uses the same terminology as you, if they talk about faith, I mean, how often, you know, I've often run into this situation, or in common, or in, let's say, popular contemporary culture today in the West, when we talk about faith. Faith is really nothing more than sort of the strength of your own will. Do you have enough strength to believe? If you believe, you can do anything. That's a lie from the devil. And so they have defined faith as you just whatever you want, you believe it. If you believe that you can fly, then eventually you'll be able to fly or something like that, you know. I don't know. What if I believed that I was 10 feet tall? Would I be 10 feet tall? No, because when we talk about faith, we talk about faith that is grounded in truth, that is the result of learning some truth from God's word and saying, yes, that is true. I believe it and I will live by it. Okay. So anyway, that's the fourth reason why I think we often stop sharing the gospel too early is because people use similar terminology, similar phrases, and it just sounds Christian to us, but maybe they have a complete different definitions, different ideas about those things. And, you know, all of this is really connected to something that I've been studying a lot recently. In fact, I don't know if you noticed, but I didn't even give a ministry update at the beginning of this podcast, but I will now, because this weekend I was in the town of the city of Kropivnitsky, which is renamed well, that's the new name, Kropivnitsky, used to be Kirovograd. Because of the decommunization laws this last year, they've been renaming lots of cities here lots of streets. In fact, our street was renamed even. But anyway, so this weekend I was in Kropivnitsky at Living Word Church and led a seminar on worldview and witnessing, the influence or the effect of worldview on witnessing. And really what I'm talking about here today, these why we stop sharing the gospel too quickly sometimes, is because of differences in worldview. It really does affect how we share the gospel, and it can affect the understanding of the person that is listening to us. So often we assume that they understand because we assume they have the same worldview. We assume they have the same definitions of terms that we have, when that may not be the case at all. And so this weekend, Saturday, Friday afternoon, Christine, or Naomi and I, my daughter Naomi and I, we drove up to Kropivnitsky and spent all Saturday, most of Saturday, leading the seminar there. We had about 20 people for the seminar. The seminar turned out really well. And then Saturday evening, we went to a camp out in the village, this village called Karlivka, which was also renamed. Lots of places have been renamed here the last year or so, or actually the last few months. And I shared with the youth there, with the kids, shared the gospel. Then on Sunday, preached in their church, and then came home Sunday evening. In fact, if you check out the show notes for this episode, which is on sukofamily.org, and this is, again, season 2, episode number 7. Check out the show notes for this episode on sukofamily.org, and I will have a YouTube video up there of our weekend driving, had some pretty bad roads and things, but it was a good weekend. I was encouraged by the church there and encouraged for their zeal for evangelism. In fact, this church has a great ministry with blind people. And in fact, this week they're starting a 2-week intensive, they call it Center for Blind and Hard of Seeing. Is that how you say it in English? It's called Nizriachi in Russian. So it's like Center for Blind or Hard of Seeing people. And they're teaching them how to do things, like how to use a cane, get around, how to use a computer and things like that. And they're also sharing the gospel with them. So very encouraged by Living Word Church and their zeal to share the gospel. And they invited me back to teach more on the worldview and how to share the gospel with different worldviews. Very interesting subject. Probably, actually, I put some stuff out here on the podcast. I don't remember what podcast episode it was. I should probably look that up. I'll look that up later, and I'll put the note in the show notes. But I also wanted to share with you something coming up this weekend, on Thursday. Starting Thursday, we have our Global Missions Conference starting at our church. You know, friends, here's the deal. Unfortunately, a lot of churches, a number of churches in our area here have become more and more, what would I call it, legalistic, self-centered, self-focused in their ministries. And we just decided that we don't want to be that way. And so instead of focusing on what to wear and what not to wear and what women can wear and what they can't wear and what kind of music is good and what kind of music isn't good, what styles, we decided we're going to focus on the gospel. We're going to focus on missions. And so we've organized this conference. We have some churches coming in from different parts of Ukraine. You even have a church coming in from the war zone. They're crossing the front lines of the war to get to our conference this week, and appreciate your prayers for that. So that starting Thursday night goes basically through Sunday. I really appreciate your prayers, and our desire, our goal is that we would raise up some missionaries from our own churches here in Ukraine. They could go out and share the gospel with people in other cultures, people outside of Ukraine. And so really appreciate your prayers for our missions conference this weekend. It's a very, very busy month here, month of August. And I shared that in a recent letter. If you don't get our newsletters, you can sign up at sukofamily.org/pray, okay? I won't go into all that now, but just say pray for this conference coming up on the 25th through the 28th of August. All right, friends, that is pretty much it for this podcast. Again, I just want to say, if you enjoy this podcast, if you find it beneficial and encouraging, I would like to invite you to check it out on iTunes. Just look for Now's the Time, Caleb Succo. I'm sure you can find it there on iTunes. You can leave a review or just give it a rating on iTunes. Also, check out our website, succofamily.org. As always, friends, you know, what we're doing here is we are serving Jesus Christ, sharing the gospel here in Ukraine. And we can use your support. So check out our website, succofamily.org. Click on the support link. You can give through our mission, ABWE. That's what keeps us going here. That's what keeps us able to preach the gospel in different areas of Ukraine, to train churches and individual believers to preach the gospel and give them the tools so that they can clearly, effectively preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. That's what it's all about, friends, and that's why we are here. So appreciate your support. Until next time, blessings.